Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild. Hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts. Hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his co-host, Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Hey, good evening out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Grills Gone Wild, and this is your humble host, Brilliant Ideas. We are back here on a Friday night, and we're supposed to have a new server on this computer system that we're using tonight, and as you would figure, it's already acting up, so good old Blog Talk Radio has thrown me a loop again this evening, but we are going to move forward, and and Chris, are you there?
Yes, I am here. How are you?
Just having a freaking ball. How about yourself?
Awesome. Having a freaking ball too, yeah.
I'm getting feedback. I'm already getting problems with the board, and we're here though. Hey, we got no guests. What'd you say?
Are you getting feedback on my end?
I was at first, but I modulated it, whatever this button does, and I don't think you're echoing now, but you're on Skype this evening, and I'm on the telephone trying to work this whole system, so it's going to be fun. But guess what? We have no guests this evening. And let me just give you a little rundown of how my last few days have been. I'm going to rant for a few minutes, if you don't mind, Mr. Crispy.
No, but don't. Aren't we supposed to read our disclaimer first?
Oh, yeah.
Or would you just screw the disclaimer? Just whatever.
Yeah, just whatever. You know what? Screw the disclaimer. I don't even care tonight.
Yeah, screw the disclaimer.
Screw the disclaimer. You know what? We're going to say whatever we want to say to who we ever want to say it to, whenever we want to say it tonight, because we've had it. I just want to say that the last few days, I'm not going to say any names, but first of all, Chris, let me ask a question. Why do we do this show?
We do it because it's fun and it's exciting.
Yeah. Is it fun and exciting for you?
When people don't show up, it's not. Then we scramble for news stories or something to fill time, and I'm sure a lot of people don't want to hear about me wanting to be in a tutu once we hit 1,000 people on our Facebook page.
No, they don't. But it's been one of those weeks where when you try to line this thing up so that people can come on and talk about their products and promote their things and tell the world about everything that they have. And how much do we get paid to do this, Crispy?
We get paid nothing. Totally free.
Totally free. But, you know, we do this for the goodness of our heart. And what I'm so ticked off about is when I spend about, probably, I don't know, 8 or 10 hours a week trying to coordinate the show, line up people to be in the show, do things to get them on the show, get them all lined up, put them on the show, get their information, download their information. And then what they do within 24 to 48 hours of the show coming on, they say, I'm so sorry. I had something that came up, or I just can't do it. Can we reschedule?
Right. So don't forget about coordinating East Coast, West Coast time schedule.
Oh, don't even start me on that.
It's really simple. You can go to Google and pull up a map of the time zone.
By the way, folks, right now it is 7, what is it? 7 something right now. My clock's not even working on the system here, but it's let's see.
7:05.
7:05.
Right. 10:05
my time. 7:05 and it's 10:05. When you look at the clock, if you're on the East Coast, you're always 3 hours later than we are on the West Coast. And I want to make sure everybody who's listening understands that, because that is probably one of the biggest issues we have on this show. When guests are calling from a different time zone, they don't know how to tell time and when to call in. So I guess we need to get a Mickey Mouse clock that has, like, the hands. And when we send in the confirmations for the show, we'll send them a Mickey Mouse clock to show them what time they're supposed to call in.
Maybe. We need to find some kind of widget clock for the Grillion Ideas radio page or something, or send them a link to a Google map of the time zones.
So anyway, what I'm all tight about is, if you're going to be on the show or you want to be on the show, please do me a favor. Just send me the information that we need well in advance. Don't be sending it to me at 6:01 before a 7 o'clock show and expect to be on the show, because I can't do it that quick. It takes us several hours to line up the show, put all the information on, set up the link, put on the photograph, talk about you on the actual website.
Right, and see, then he has to relay the information to me, and then I have to get the word out on Twitter and Tumblr and Google+. And getting Facebook, and let's get the whole show rocking and rolling. Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of hard to promote something when there's nothing to promote. And if you are asked to be on the show, of course, we have canceled shows ourselves because of technical difficulties. So those things do happen. I understand things happen. But if you're on the schedule for the show, please don't cancel. We have to then fill the spot. So I'm done ranting. I think it's time to probably play an ad for one of our sponsors, just so we can at least try to make somebody happy out there. If you are listening, I want to make sure that you check out our new sponsors. One of our new sponsors is Albuquerque Seasonings, and here is their little ad that Crispy has put together. And by the way, Crispy, to be safe tonight, I'm not putting you on hold, so when we play the music or we play the ads, you need to be very, very quiet, because I don't want to cut off the system, because the new server thing they've got here is still not working properly. So be very, very quiet and hunt rabbits while we play the ads.
Okay, because I've been having an issue with my Skype. For some reason, my Skype will only play out on my speakers and not my headphones. But on my awesome soundboard, I do have a mic mute button. So I'm hoping you're not getting any echo back.
No, I'm not. So hit your mute button, and I'm going to hit the ad.
Okay. Here we go. Has your dinner been tasting a little bland lately? Do you love to barbecue? If you answered yes to these questions, then I have a great solution for you. Let Albuquerque Seasonings spice up your next meal. Albuquerque Seasonings offers rubs and sauces that feature new Mexico chili products that add a distinctive taste with a southwestern kick. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Albuquerque. Follow us on Twitter at Albuquerque Barbecue. And most importantly, check out the website and order some great rubs and sauces over at www.albuquerqueseasonings.com. That's spelled Albuquerque seasonings.com.
Yes, definitely check out Albuquerque Seasonings. They've got a great product, especially that green chili. That stuff, that seasoning he's got at the rub, you can put it on anything. I swear, I have tried it on every meat. I've tried it. I put it on bread. I put it on pancakes. I actually made cupcakes and put it on the green chili. It's amazing. Have you used it too, Crispy?
I've used all the seasonings. In fact, the burgers that I cooked tonight had the barbecue rub,
Right.
And I'm so addicted to the green chili rub, it's not even funny. I put it on pancakes and syrup, and yeah, it's that good. Make a burger pancake sandwich.
It is good stuff, so make sure you check out their website. It's a great deal, too. I think Crispy mentioned a couple weeks ago, you can get a whole bunch of it for, it's like it comes in this very large container, and it's very inexpensive, and Kirk has made a great product. He was one of our guests a while back, and he does an excellent job with the product, so do check it out. And also, we've got another sponsor. I'll get these ads out of the way if I can get the system to work. We have Don Pablo Cigars. And
yes.
if you're really into cigars and some handmade cigars, you do need to check out Don Pablo, and I'll play their little ad. So hit your mute button there, Crispy.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Mr. Brilliant Ideas, what's new?
Hey, Crispy, check out what I got today. I got a box of cigars from the Don Pablo Cigar Factory.
Awesome! I was just checking out the website for the Don Pablo Cigar Factory over at www.donpablocigars.com.
Yeah, did you know they have a great selection of cigars like natural, sweet, and Maduro?
They also have cognac, vintage, and aromatic cigars as well.
The Don Pablo Cigar Factory has their very own cigar makers, each with over 30 years experience, and they are masters in their field.
Every cigar sold at the Don Pablo Cigar Factory is handmade and hand-rolled from scratch right in front of the customer. How cool is that? The Don Pablo Cigar Factory can be reached at 1-800-537-4957. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-537-4957. Order your cigars today from www.donpablocigars.com.
Yes, definitely check out their cigars, and that is a cool ad you got there, Crispy.
Yes. Yes, it is. If I say so myself. Yes.
And by the way, if you want an ad like that, contact my buddy Crispy at Christopher Trimble. Is it ChristopherTrimble.com? Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, ChristopherTrimble.com, and he can do voiceover work for you and do ads just like he does here on Great Ideas Radio and Grills Gone Wild. And check out all our sponsors. We appreciate their support. And we're going to move forward. We've actually got callers. I have no idea why we have callers. The only
thing I can think is
we've got some callers, and maybe it's we've got someone on here who's holding that was supposed to be on the show. I don't really know. So what the heck? Let's see who's calling.
Push
here.
The button like Russian roulette. Let's see what comes out of the barrel.
All right, here we go. Hello. Hello, hello. You are on Grills Gone Wild, Brilliant Ideas Radio. Who's calling?
How you doing? I think you're talking to me.
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Awesome.
I'm Dave. I'm Dave with WiredBBQ.com.
Hey, Dave with WiredBBQ.com. How are you?
Good, good. I saw your plight, and I'm off tonight. Rare Friday night off, so I thought I'd listen in.
Hey, well, since you called in, do you want to talk about WiredBBQ.com?
Yeah, sure. What do you want to know?
We want to know everything. Well,
everything. Tell us about you called, I hit the button, so hey, this is a free ad, go for it.
Well, myself and Kyle LaValle, we've teamed up together, and we do video segments. Sometimes we're live, although this year we decided to back off the live a little bit because it's a little bit traumatic, as you obviously are experiencing tonight.
Yes.
It's a little traumatic doing it on a week-to-week basis. So basically this year I've been kind of like just taping a lot of footage, and I'm about to edit a lot of footage and get it out there on my website and get back to the folks.
Here's what happens right here when you go on live.
Weird.
So you're actually on, when you say Wired BBQ, so are you doing like BBQ barbecue reports and doing it online on a radio setup? Is that what you're doing?
No, on a video setup.
Video,
I do
okay.
Video, yeah, and it's really hard to get out there and do live. But you live and die by the signal. I mean, you live and die by the Wi-Fi. You live and die by the broadband strength, and sometimes you just can't get out live. So basically right now I'm just taping a lot of video. I've just got back from Lenexa. I think I shot the best stuff I've ever shot before. Talked to Rod Gray with Pellet Envy and his sponsors, and it was a fabulous weekend. So
great.
I can't wait to post that.
So when you go to these videos, what are you actually going out and taking videos of? What's the actual events that you're doing?
Mostly competitions.
Okay.
I do restaurants from time to time. I'm actually supposed to be working on a thing for the barbecue store in Kansas City. And Doug, if you're listening, I'm working on it. Seriously, I'm working on it, but I had to take time to make this call. I do video, just basically barbecue stuff, but mostly competition. I've gotten to know a lot of teams. A lot of teams have taken me under their wing, and they allow me to camp out with them, and it's some pretty good barbecue video.
Cool.
As far as what's out there.
Baby, hey, he's got a pretty nice sight, too. Very cool sight.
Hey, here we go.
Oh,
here we go.
That's my song. Yeah, you're playing my... Yeah,
oh, sorry about
that. Kyle wrote that song for me, so, yeah.
Oh, that's
what
we did. That was playing that?
Apparently. Sorry about that. I apologize.
No,
I don't have my headphones.
I loved it. It took me a second to realize that's my song. that's my theme song. So,
well,
yeah.
We appreciate
and
you calling. I'm getting feedback here because we're just having a good old time here. But people want to find your videos, they just go to wired.com.
Although my YouTube site actually is more updated quicker nowadays.
Okay.
So you can go to dbaldin, dbaldin, or search Wired BBQ on YouTube, and you'll find my that's the most current updated videos that I have.
Cool.
And of course Facebook.
Love Talk Radio.
Wow, that thing just jumped right off.
See, here we go. Crispy, are you still there? Now we're getting feedback. Crispy.
Yes.
I can't believe this.
You there? Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me? It means the world to hear us if you're still there. We're getting all kinds of feedback and repeat. And I don't know. I think I'm giving up. I think I'm going to give up on Blog Talk Radio.
That's weird. I may have hit something by I had laid my headphones down, and I may have laid them too close to the speaker.
No, we're getting all kinds of feedback. But anyway, I'm so sorry to our guest. I'm going to see if I can get him back on here because we're having all kinds of crazy problems here. Are you still here? I'm going to see if I can get him.
Yeah, that is weird.
I'm here.
Wow. I'm going to go to some music and see if I can fix this feedback issue that we're having. For those that are listening, we are really sorry.
Yes. It happens.
But we're having all kinds of problems here with the system cutting in and out. So I'm going to play a little music and see if we can. I think right now I feel like I want to just get drunk and screw. So I'll play some Jimmy Buffett, and we'll be back here in a few minutes after the song. Jimmy Buffett, and we'll be back. Jimmy Buffett, and we'll be back.
I really do appreciate the fact you're sitting here. Your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear. So barmaid, bring a pitcher, another round of brew. Honey, why don't we get drunk and screwed? Why don't we get drunk and screwed? I just bought a water that is filled up for me and you. They say you are a snuff queen. Honey, I don't think that's true. So why don't we get drunk and screwed?
Pick it, Coral Reefers. Here we go.
Jimmy Buffett, and why don't we get drunk and screw? And Crispy, I think I still have you on our live feed. Are you there?
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, you're there. What? This thing is like freaking amazing. But we must go on. I'm going to talk about food news because nothing's working here. But have you heard the latest about Crispy on the actual fried foods? I went to the fair the other day, went to the Del Mar San Diego Fair, and they're frying everything from Twinkies to Snicker bars to frog legs. They had ice cream. They had vegetables. They had fried ribs.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the fried ribs. That's a little too much.
Well, how fried cereal bars?
I don't know. Like fried, I've had a deep fried Twinkie before. It wasn't bad. I won't eat another one, but, I mean,
well, the
it
best
wasn't
one,
too bad.
The best one was a zucchini. They had taken a zucchini, and they hauled out the zucchini, and they shoved a hot dog inside, and they covered it in batter and then fried it, so it was like a zucchini hot dog surprise.
That actually sounds pretty disgusting. I don't know if I would eat that, but if you ate it, more power to you. Hope you didn't get gassy from it. Oh, my God.
And I guess you've heard about California and our foie gras, how you say it, the ban that's been going on here. And you're going to say, what is that?
Yes. What is the ban?
Well, the ban, foie gras, is actually, it's the liver of a duck or a goose. And foie gras actually in French means fat liver. And what they do is they take a pipe or like a feeding tube and shove it down the throat of a duck or a goose, And I didn't know this, kind of like the
women that I know.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't know this till I read it today, but a goose and a duck doesn't have a gagging reflex. So they take it and they shove this thing down their throat, and they force feed them, and they get their liver all exploded up and big. And it's a delicacy in California. They've banned the processing of foie gras, and you can't do that to the ducks and the geese anymore, and you're not allowed to sell the product anymore. For all you people that come to California looking for foie gras, as of July 1st, you can't get it here anymore.
Right, but so, if you email me, I might be able to work out a deal. Wink, wink. Goose liver, moon, white lightning, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, maybe we could smuggle some in from Florida across over into California.
Maybe shove it in a deep fried hot dog zucchini thing.
And then I found a little interesting news online about McDonald's. Just some little tidbits. They did a survey of some of the employees at McDonald's. And what do you think the most time consuming item at McDonald's is for them to make?
Oh, man, I'm going to guess like that, I don't know, like their burrito things they used to do, maybe?
Well, the Happy Meal is actually what caused it to take the most time, because the Happy Meal, they got to figure out what type that it is you want. Then they have to figure out what kind of drink, what either you want. If you want fries or apple dippings. And then what kind of sauce if you decide to get the nuggets. And then they have to decide what kind of toy to put in there, whether it be a boy or a girl. So they said the Happy Meal is the one that's the most time-consuming to put together. After that, it's oatmeal and the iced coffee. So I thought that was some interesting tidbits. And also, do you ever get the sweet tea at McDonald's?
Every once in a while when I do go to McDonald's, I will get the sweet tea, because their sweet tea is pretty. It's decent. It's not bad. You know, could be worse.
Take 4 pounds of sugar for every 3.5 gallons of sweet tea.
That's a lot. That's like that little posting that I put a few weeks back. John has 28 candy bars. He ate all 28 candy bars. What does John have? John's got diabetes. That's what John has. You know, it sounds like a keg of diabetes right there. Hello?
I'm just trying to be keen. I ain't trying to avoid an unpleasant scene. don't face it all, baby, when you're always in it. Let me drink a bill, let me watch the news for you. Hit me up with all your blues. I don't want no grief, don't want no mind. Baby, I'll have no, baby, you have found.
Well,
don't go. You know your man don't go.
This is Brilliant Ideas, and we are back on air again. If anyone's still out there listening, we've had major crash here on our system. So if you're still there listening, I tried to play music while we were completely gone. My buddy Crispy, he's out in another Netherland somewhere, but I'm going to close out the show and just mention tomorrow if we have a system that works. We're supposed to have four guests coming on tomorrow. We've got Chris Dish from Dish Up. Chris is the founder of the website called Dish Up, which they do online cooking classes and very interesting process. And if you're into cooking classes and don't go somewhere, you can do it actually at home on your computer. He's going to be coming on talking about the services they offer. We also have Scott Roberts coming on. Scott is a chili head and also a blogger, and he talks about hot sauce and barbecue. And Scott has agreed to come on tomorrow to fill in a spot for someone who canceled out. And then we have the marketing rep from Dizzy Pig Barbecue and Seasonings, and she's going to be coming on to talk about Dizzy Pig and a lot of new products that they'll be offering. And then last but not least, we have a very interesting guest. His name is Joseph Messina, and Joseph is a pianist, and he actually plays the piano. He doesn't read music, never been taught piano, and he's got a very interesting story on how he learned to play the piano, and it happened through a traumatic situation, and he plays now all kinds of real beautiful music, and the guy has never even been taught how to play piano. It's really cool. But for those that are listening and hanging in there, if you didn't give up, thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. We are going to yell at Blog Talk Radio when I hang up here and try to figure out what problems they are having and why this keeps happening week after week. And tune in tomorrow morning for our 8:30 West Coast time, that's 11:30 East Coast time, our show, Brilliant Ideas Radio, and that's an hour and a half show. And thank you to everyone for all that you do and all your support and hanging in there with us week after week, even though we have some crazy things that happen. And check back with us next Friday night when we have some more singers and hopefully get the system up and rolling. Thanks again. Everyone have a nice Friday night. And I am going to close out with some barbecue music. Everyone, we'll see you tomorrow. Take care.
Mississippi barbecue.
site missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.